Hello, and welcome to a fabulous munch cake.
No!
A Machiavellian brunch date?
No!
A Christmas lunch steak?
No!
Fine. Hello, and welcome to a marvellous lunch break. T'was the night before Christmas when all through the Avengers headquarters, not a Red Skull was stirring, not even a Thanos. The stockings were hung by the Quinjet with care, in hopes that St. Captain America soon would be there. The Avengers were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of Spider-Man danced in their heads. All this and more in today's A Marvelous Lunch Break. First up, Miss Marvel herself, Anna Harrison. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Hello, Merry Christmas. I am great.
And I had a really, really good insult, but I've just forgotten it. So, Merry Christmas, Agent Martin Carter.
Hello.
And we've got extra special guests joining us today. We'll go in clockwise order around the table. We've got my puppy, Ayla.
Hello.
And we've got Anna's puppy, Nessa.
Hello.
Yep, okay. Good to hear from them. And we've also got, Anna, do you want to introduce?
Yes, this is Tom Harrison. He's been referenced briefly in the pod before, but here he is in the flesh. My husband.
Hello.
Okay, next up, Martin, would you like to introduce?
We don't have a puppy, so I've got my boyfriend, Chris.
Hey, loves.
My partner, Camilla, has also come along as well.
Don't I get like a fun little intro?
Picture the small black-haired girl from Monsters, Inc. about 20 years older.
That's actually a really good description.
Yeah, there we go. So on today's show, we have got a lot coming up for you. But if you're tuning in from around the world, first off, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you as well. If this is the first time you're tuning in, odd one. But we will be announcing season 3 today. So do not turn off the podcast until you've heard what that's going to be about. And if you managed to make it to the end, or if you haven't even got this far, please remember to review it. Subscribe to us on your podcast platform of choice. And if you like some content in between, follow us on our Instagram. Anna, what's the details?
A Marvelous Lunch Break.
Brilliant.
Do you think you can remember the login details as well? Because I've not logged in for a while.
That's a really good question. I hope I can still get into it on my phone.
May or may not be content on Instagram.
No. Okay, so we may or may not have an Instagram
account anymore. We will figure out a way to get back
But if it is, it will be some sort of Marvelous Lunch Break. Just search that. You'll get to it. It's fine. If not, I think that reflects poorly on you, not us.
Ooh.
Right? I mean, there's not many podcasts called
you the listener, or
A Marvelous Lunch Break.
You the listener, you Martin.
The listener.
Oh, right, okay.
Don't alienate them. We've not got many left.
Okay, right.
Hey, we're about to crack 17,000.
Wow.
Yeah, we're doing good.
I feel like we should have crackers. We should have got crackers.
Oh, just you wait.
Oh,
just
here we
go.
So we thought we'd start off with a few little Christmas quizzes and games today. We've not got a quiz like our season wrap-up, but we have asked our partners to prepare mentally a little thing. I mean, when we say prepare, we asked them to do this about 20 minutes ago. And us three as avid Marvel fans, you know, sometimes on Christmas Day, you like to put a log fire on, you like to get a nice pair of socks on and watch a movie while you snooze in the afternoon. So we've asked our partners to create our perfect Marvel Christmas experience for us in terms of what movie would they make us watch on Christmas Day. So have any of you prepared it at all? Has anyone?
I'm prepared, it's a bit strong. But
prepared, yes, fine.
Yeah, I thought about it whilst I was making this drink.
Brilliant. Do you want to go first then?
Sure, yeah. Yeah. So I was thinking, well, you know, Christmas movie. So what Avengers movie has got a similarity to a famous Christmas movie?
And
you know, it's a Wonderful Life. None of them.
Okay.
And Christmas Carol. Well, in Endgame, there's the bit where they're kind of, you know, seeing things that they did in the past when they're traveling back in time. So there's a small connection there. And also, I get to watch it again with Anna and experience the same thing that I had at the cinema when I watched it with her. And she'd already seen it before. So she kind of knew what was going to happen towards the end and which character was going to, you know, meet their end. And she started vibrating next to me as we were approaching that moment, racked with dry sobs.
So a classic Christmas experience.
Exactly, yeah.
Brilliant. Your conclusion is, I want to see my wife upset on Christmas.
But yeah, for something other than family.
A classic diversionary tactic.
That's going to take up such a large amount of Christmas Day as well. That is a long film.
Yeah.
Right. But you know, I think that could totally work. Like, you know, you've kind of reached the point where you're in that sort of semi-comatose state. We've had our Bloody Marys, we've had our espresso martinis, we've had our eggnog, all of our classic Christmas drinks for the day.
Do you eat on Christmas Day, or is that just it?
When we can fit it in between the drinking, right. We do. And yeah, so then when we just got that, 3-hour time frame where you just don't want to move, you just want to absorb something, I'm happy with this choice. Yes, it's good. Okay. It's better than some of the other stuff he was banding around.
You're wearing purple today as well, so you're very Thanos.
Ooh, I am sort of Thanos-like, yeah. Not wearing my Christmas hat.
It's a good option. Who wants to go next? Chris, Camilla? Camilla, you're pointing at Chris as if you've not prepared a single thought. So I'll
do
go
you know
to
any Marvel film. Is this brand new?
I think I know all of them.
Okay.
I just don't.
Okay, 19 Marvel films.
No, don't do
in
that.
Order. Go.
No.
If you can do this, you can get out of it.
Is the first one Iron Man?
Yes.
And then Hulk.
Yes.
And then Iron Man 2.
Yes.
It's going to be a long one.
Now. Come on. Next one.
I don't think she's getting out of it.
The Hulk 2.
Okay. Chris, what would you have prepared for Martin?
Well, I'd been told that it was what Christmas Marvel movie would your partner most like to see, and now it's turned into an experience. But I think it could still be an experience for Martin. It's Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yay!
It's his favourite film, and it essentially is just ends in two hot men wrestling around at the end.
Is that what you want to happen at the end of our Christmas
and that's
Day?
What's going
to
happen at the end of Christmas Day.
You're lucky after all that,
day. So everyone gets to
win. Are you watching
win.
It or reenacting it? And which one of you is going to hold the helicopter?
I got it.
Yeah, visual clues, that's really good for a podcast.
Sarcasm, come on.
Vicious.
That's a really good choice. I'm very happy with that, well done.
Thanks.
Can we watch that on Christmas Day? Oh no, because we're with your mums and we always end up watching a Carry On film.
It's either going to be Carry On or Mamma Mia at full volume.
Right.
Which Carry On film do you think the Marvel cast would most likely watch at the Avengers headquarters on Christmas Day?
Carry On Camping.
Carry On Justin.
I think for our international audience, because I have no idea what you're talking about. Is this just one of the
classic...
Have you
not seen Carry On films?
No.
Oh, they're horrifically racist they're really and misogynistic. great fun.
Excellent. Back to Marvel.
Barbara Windsor was a film.
Okay. Cool.
Okay, well, Camilla, the spotlight is on you now.
Please pick Hulk 2.
The Hulk 2. A movie that I hope we do get. Have you seen the rumours this week that Hulk v Wolverine is a possibility?
What canon is that from? Like the Wolverine? Like Logan's got old?
I hope both.
There's a couple different like Hulk v Wolverine happenings in comic book history. There's also rumors that Taron Egerton might be the new Wolverine. Sorry, Camille, I'm taking away
when Hugh Jackman was said years ago, I'm sure there was, I mean, I was like 10, but I'm sure there were people going, Hugh Jackman, come on.
Yeah.
Give me Tom Cruise. And I mean, it was the year 2000, that's what people would have said. But, you know, here we are.
The poster that went around online that was like, if the Marvel Universe was created in the 90s,
yes.
I think Tom Cruise is Captain America, Will Smith is Falcon.
Yeah.
And it's just all like...
Chris, in a moment of not being able to remember who the Falcon was, just flapped his arms.
What?
So, Camilla...
Marvel charades. Ooh, we we should just later.
We have stalled long enough for you. Have you had time to think?
Not really.
Not really, okay. No. So, Christmas Day, you know, we've got some family round, the dogs are here, we don't own a DVD player, so what Marvel movie is available on Netflix for you to put on for us on Christmas Day?
We could rent Black Panther.
Ooh, and is that a choice for you or for me?
For me, mainly.
All right. That's fine.
Why Black Panther?
Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, good choice.
Oh, great, we can just watch Creed then.
I think that's a good choice. I think Black Panther for a Christmas Day watch.
I've rewatched Black Panther in ages.
Yes,
that's a good choice.
I was just thinking that. It's been a little while.
Your Christmas presents must be really interesting, though, at Christmas, when Camilla thinks of what to get you.
That she doesn't have to engage.
Yeah. Picking something really nice for herself.
I will say that Camilla does buy good Christmas presents, but we kind of slipped out of Christmas presents recently.
Okay.
Just because we get them for other people, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think those were all really good choices. I watch all those movies. It's better than when Tom first was talking about this. He's like, oh, well, it's going to be Hulk because you won't want to watch it, and then you'll spend more time with me.
And now you've gone to the opposite. Yeah. Now I want you to cry.
For 3 hours.
Wow.
Excellent.
Well done.
I think you guys all did a good job. Well done.
I can't clap because I'm holding too many things.
Let me take your drink.
No, I'm okay. But thank you for your generosity. Let me just check the show notes here. So I think next up we have got... Martin, you just asked for 5 minutes of our time.
Okay. So this, I think, is going to be the most Martin segment.
Okay.
But you know, at Christmas, you're all sitting around, you're about to have dinner. What's the thing you do before you have dinner?
Jenga.
Oh, right. Jenga. Harrison,
no,
Jenga.
Just before you're about to talk.
What's Harris and Jenga?
The Harrisons play Jenga.
All right, okay.
Pull a cracker, thank you, Camilla.
How'd you do at the start?
Just before dinner, you pull your crackers.
Yeah, to get your hat.
Yeah.
You put your hat on, and then you sit there.
So, Christmas crackers are full of terrible jokes.
Oh, no.
So, I have four terrible Marvel jokes for you.
Okay.
I wish we had a cracker sound effect.
Add in a cracker sound effect here.
Oh, there's pictures as well.
Yeah.
Oh, no, can just some of us just say bang?
Okay.
So say bang, and then I'll read you my joke.
Okay. Bang!
Which superhero runs in marathons?
Don't know.
I run man.
Okay, so the next cracker can be the Harrison's cracker, so I'll let you do the bang.
Bang! I thought we were both going to do it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Bang!
Turn your volume down now, listeners. Why was Thanos so crazy?
An Ant-Man up his butt? I don't know.
He snapped.
Okay, Chris, your cracker.
Bang!
Why didn't Tony Stark like his new assistant?
I don't know.
He wasn't happy.
Aww.
This is so good. Okay, so Camilla.
Bang!
Thor, Iron Man, and Hulk walk into IKEA. Avengers, assemble!
All right, okay.
That is the end of my segment. Thank you very much.
Well done, Martin. That was a good, quick segment, and it was 2 minutes, not five. So you set up to impress today. Remember, stay tuned. We've still got season 3 announcement coming up. How we've managed to swindle 3 seasons out of this. It's probably because it's free for us to do.
Yep.
Yeah.
If I was paying for this privilege... I mean, yeah, we'd still do it. I like it. So, next, Arne, you asked the three of us to pick... you assigned us a random Marvel character.
Yeah.
And I don't know who you were randomly assigned. I just know who I was randomly assigned.
Okay.
We were asked to buy a Secret Santa gift for them.
Yeah.
With a Sky's the Limit budget, which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, absolutely. And then I found out who I got. And I had some great ideas for, you know, Ant-Man, Falcon, I know what I'm going to get him. And then I looked at who I got, and I got Wolverine.
Ooh, that's hard.
So
Wolverine would be an absolute nightmare to buy a present for.
Yeah.
To decorate his class.
So I thought, you know, would he like a pin cushion? Would he like a... some maybe like a screaming experience holiday, but I couldn't really find such a thing.
What's
online?
A screaming experience holiday?
Well, I thought, you know, maybe there's like a holiday where, you know, how you can go on like these experience adventures where it's like drive a fast car, I thought maybe there's one where he can go into the wild and scream loads, and it's like some sort of therapy session. I thought if that exists, then that'd be great. You know how people go on like yoga retreats?
Yeah, screaming
sense.
In the forest.
Yeah,
he could probably do with more of a yoga retreat than anything.
Yeah, but I just don't think you'd have the patience or the pants. but then I thought, then I just went on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I thought $14.99 per square meter padded wall sheets. Thought get him 100 of those. Deliver them. He can install it. He likes a bit of hard work.
He does like the DIY, yeah.
And then he's got himself a nice padded room to go screaming whenever he wants. Wow.
Why do you think Aubrey needs to scream so?
Oh, he's got a lot of problems.
But that's all he does.
Yeah, he does scream a lot. So you made him his own like sort of shrieking shack, basically.
Yeah, although the shack isn't screaming.
He is.
He is. Why don't you just get him something to make him happy, though?
You can't make Wolverine happy.
He's
got the traumas of several world wars.
Another option was a giant
failed relationship.
Another option was a giant Jean Grey wall poster for $6.99. But unfortunately, it was the Game of Thronesy style Jean Grey.
What?
What's
a dark like what corset long coat?
No, what's the?
No good.
The girl who plays Sansa. Last season we knew her name. Now I've
Sophie
no
Turner.
Idea. Sophie Turner. There we go. It was the Sophie Turner Jean Grey, which I thought is not really the Jean that Wolverine likes.
Yeah.
You never know.
Okay, so you're going with.
You never know.
You're going with padding.
So I went with no the equipment to make his own padded cell.
Would you like put it in like a gift hamper?
Or literally just dumped off the truck.
Yeah. Fine. Just load it in the back of the truck. Let him do the work.
Okay.
Cool. Good choice.
Well, what else are you going to buy Wolverine?
Just wait, mate. Okay.
Okay.
So,
you're like, you've got a list.
Well, I feel like I need to give this a bit of context. So my Secret Santa that I pulled out of the hat was Storm. And this was quite tricky because I was like, okay, what do you get a girl that can fly? She can control the weather. She doesn't need a holiday because she can make the holiday wherever she is. So then I found this thing. And
you know, holiday is more than just the weather. It's part experience as well.
Wow. But she can fly anywhere she wants.
She's got a lot of friends.
Yeah. Well, you know, in this, I did a little bit more background research on Storm, things that we have not touched on in the podcast. You know, she's been married to Black Panther. So her ex, like, has control over Wakanda technology. So I thought about getting her, like, an Apple Watch to, like, track the weather and stuff. But, you know, Wakanda will come up with something way better. So instead, for my Secret Santa for Storm, I have bought her a membership to the Cloud Appreciation Society. So
this is the response Storm's going to
Okay,
give
Martin, you?
I think if I tell you a little bit more about this thing.
Oh, it's lovely.
Let me tell you a little bit more about the Cloud Appreciation Society. So let me read you just a few lines from their manifesto.
Is this science-y?
They have a manifesto.
Of course they do. And then I'll tell you what you get in the membership. So this is a couple of lines from their manifesto. We believe that clouds are unjustly maligned and life would be unmeasurably poorer without them. We think they are nature's poetry and the most egalitarian of her displays, since everyone can have a fantastic view of them. We pledge to fight blue sky thinking wherever we find it. Life would be dull if we had to look up at a cloudless monotony day after day.
Does a cloud send her a note every month?
Okay. So, just wait. And so, but I felt like, okay, yes, you know, she controls the weather. She probably really likes clouds. And, you know, people are, you know, a bit of a dick about clouds sometimes. So I've gotten her the high-end membership. And this is what you get. Okay.
How much is a high-end membership?
Let me read you what you get first. Okay, so you receive their Cloud a Day email service.
Oh.
So you get an email of a pretty picture of a cloud every day.
Do you get any cloud storage?
You get...
Yeah. Hey! Technology!
You get a member pack with personalized membership certificate and enamel badge that says Cloud Appreciation Society. She could pin that to her uniform. And you get a cloud selector identification wheel. And there's some other things. Free access to our video courses, currently in production. free entry to the web conferences, 15% off all products in the cloud shop, supporting society development, and their somewhat occasional cloud newsletter. So that's for the low price of £42 plus plus £5 membership sign-up fee.
Per year or month?
For all time.
That's a lifetime membership.
That's a lifetime membership.
Wow. And for 20% off, use code MARVELOUSLUNCHBREAK. That's
not real. I've done them a proper plug.
No,
now.
It is real. Go try use it.
I think I've done them a good plug now, actually. I might send them a link to our pod. But I think this is a great gift for Storm.
Yeah, that's nice. It's very on brand.
I think as soon as you mentioned the enamel pin badge, that
your
turned it. Oh, yeah.
The enamel pin badge is great.
Right. I was thinking of the health hazard and the attracting lightning.
Oh, yeah.
Still. All right.
So I picked Black Widows.
Yeah.
Which is, I aced it. Yeah. If I was going to, you know, like when you do it in the office and there's someone you're secretly hoping to pick out of the, she'd be mine.
Okay.
So I've nailed this. So Black Widow, she's always like thinking about the Avengers. She's always trying to find Thanos. She's always looking over her shoulder for a Russian pass. Like she can't catch a break. And she's jumping off buildings. She's jumping off cliffs, all this stuff. She never gets to think in time for herself. So me and Black Widows are going on a spa day.
Aww.
And I'm going to recon the whole thing to make sure there's nothing bad can happen and there's no spies. Okay. So she can just have 5 minutes to herself.
Nice.
We'll have mani-pedis, we'll have a back massage, we'll go in the jacuzzi. It's going to be great. That's it.
Bro.
That's what she needs.
That's great.
She needs a bit of me time.
Yeah.
Spa day.
Bit of like scalp massage as well. I mean, she's had some rough hairstyle issues lately.
She has, and she's been, strapped to chairs and mentally manipulated for the past decade, so she probably does need something around her temples to relax her.
Excellent.
I mean, yeah, and she fell off a cliff. So
I wouldn't be dragging a corpse on the spot. I'm just to be clear, this is when she's still alive.
Right. Okay. I'd get
a dive of Black Widows just walking around.
I'd get her one life. Okay.
Nice one.
Well, I hope Black Widows, Wolverine, and Storm. What a team. I hope they have a wonderful Christmas with their new gifts.
And you do not get the receipt, so that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think we're pretty much there now. We've all had a nice little Christmas time. I'm running out of Bucks Fizz. So I'll just take one last swig of it. And then we're going to move on to our Season 3 announcement.
Well, we were, but Anna just turned up with presents.
Whoa. Well, This sort of feeds into this announcement. So, sorry, partners, this is just for Marvelous Lunch Break.
Oh, wow. I'll just slyly hand you my wine glass there.
Thank you.
Do you want me to do this near the microphone?
Are we good to open now?
Can I have my notes, please?
Oh.
So, yeah, do sound effects to the opening.
Yeah, so these are gifts that sort of lead on to the announcement of our next season.
Sweet, a white box.
Very nice wrapping paper.
Thank you. I'm going for a bit of an animal theme this year, so we've got some polar bears.
There you go, there's some paper.
There you go, Ayla.
Okay, so I've got a white box, and now I've got bubble wrap.
I mean, they're both the same. They're both the same thing.
And in there is a bauble of Spider-Man!
Whoa!
What could this mean?
It's Oh, and when you hang it, he's going to be upside down!
We'll put that on the Instagram.
Oh, lovely.
So
what does this mean, Anna?
This means that our theme for season 3 is Spider-Man.
What?
And so
this is brand new information.
So usually, when we do our season, we're counting down to a particular film. Obviously, for Spider-Man, it's a little bit unclear, but I think also this is a proper celebration of like welcoming Spidey back into the the Marvel universe.
He was
there were some
saved
tricky
from the
months
brink.
There.
Ooh. He was almost snapped.
That was harsh when we thought we might be losing our Tom Holland Spider-Man. Yeah. That was a rough few months, but we're back on track. So what this means is we are going to be watching all the old school Spider-Mans. We've got Tobey Maguire.
Jingle the bells.
Oh yeah. Give us some.
We've got Tobey Maguire.
Woo! We've got Andrew Garfield.
Yay!
Then we've got Tom Holland, but I'll give you a bit more of a breakdown. Yes. So we're going to be doing, we've got our original Spider-Man, Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3. we've got The Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man 2. We're going to combine our Tom Holland Spider-Mans because I think people have heard.
But we're going to do a re-review.
We will do a re-review. But
so this
gonna
is the third time we'll have watched some of these
on
the pod. Okay.
Yeah. And then we've got Venom.
Oh, we've got Venom.
We've got Venom. And we've got Into the Spider-Verse. Yes.
Into the Spider-Verse.
I'm
nice.
I'm so excited.
I have seen it once. Oh, yes.
So good.
We don't have the rights to this, but I was going to just very quickly, towards the end of it, we're going to play just a little bit of the Amazing Spider-Man Christmas album. Because I was thinking, like, there are no Marvel movies that have a big Christmas theme. You've got Iron Man 3. Yeah. It's got a bit of Christmassy in it. By the way, it's nothing else. The only thing you've got is good old Spider-Man.
I mean, I'm not even sure if this is going to be audible, but let's just leave it on in the background.
Okay, I'll leave this on while this is a little bit, you know, off kilter, but what we are counting down to is, in fact, the Black Widow movie.
OMG, Black Widow is Spider-Man?
Well, unfortunately, no.
Well, they're both spider-related.
But they're spiders, so we've got a spider-themed season. And
I'm
so excited for Black Widow.
I'm so in.
The release date for Black Widow is Friday, May 1st. So that is our countdown target, and that's where we're heading up to. We've got a couple other films peppered in there, so supposedly New Mutants is coming out in April.
Oof.
We'll definitely do a New Mutants review. And then we've got, later in the year, we've got something to look forward to, The Eternals in November. And supposedly a Venom 2 is going to be in 2020 at some...
Supposedly Venom 2.
So that will get thrown in there as well. And then, well... 2021 sounds like it's going to be a banner year for Marvel movies, so we'll reconvene. We will reconvene.
Banner.
But,
oh, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, that's what you were
talking about. That's what we've got going on for 2020 Marvelous Unsbreak Season 3.
So we'll be back in the new year with Spider-Man 1. It's just called Spider-Man.
Spider. Our spider. It's our spider season, because we're counting down to Black Widow, so it's our spider season.
Right. Are we doing 8 episodes?
Because
then it'll be like the 8 legs of a spider.
Oh, that would be really good.
That would be good.
Yeah.
We're doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and then Black Widow will be.
Oh, so we've got 8 Spidey episodes.
8 Spidey episodes.
Yeah. Brilliant.
And then Black Widow's, New Mutants, Venom, Eternal.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, thank you very much for tuning in. We're still recording here, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah. Why? The partners have like. End up doing a floor party with the puppies and are just chatting away in the background.
So this is what people do when they listen to our podcast.
Maybe.
They start really enthused and then just trails off.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we've got puppies to play with, but anyway.
Well, thank you for coming around for Christmas.
Yes.
This has been a lovely time. It's my phone, right, that we're recording this on.
Thank you, Anna, for letting us record in your house.
You're welcome.
Thank you for the drinks provided so far. The frittinis. Frittatas.
The frittata?
What's a frittini?
What would a frittini be is the next question.
It would be an egg-based cocktail.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Eggnog is the winner, but this would have asparagus and new.
But it'd have like an asparagus stick in it to stir it.
Mm. I'd be into that, actually.
Okay, great.
Right.
Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. Thanks for tuning in for the whole of 2019 if you listen to our Season 2. If not, go back, give that a listen. I think the X-Men are pretty cool, so I still think it's worth a shot.
That was a great season. I think we did really well on that one.
I don't know, right? It's a shame that it ended in the Dark Phoenix. But tune in January for Season 3. Have a great Christmas. Have a Happy New Year. And thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
What post credits is possible?
New Year's resolutions? Marvel's New Year's resolutions?
Oh, God.
Anyone? Please let the Eternals be good. Tom's in
That's
that one.
Were you about to start chanting? Please let Eternals be good. Please let Eternals be good. Come on, everyone.
That would be my New Year's resolution. I'm so excited for Tom to have a new cosplay. He no longer has to dress like Rob Stark. He can now dress like whatever the hell the lead person's name is in the Eternals.
Isn't he wearing like a.
A very tight,
silver
green
catsuit.
Yes, he is.
Very much like my own.
Yeah. Chris, if you could give some sort of Marvel New Year's resolution, what would it be?
Marvel New Year's resolution. Oh, I don't know.
I was going to ask you to prepare for this.
No. Black Widow's solo film to be the best solo film Marvel has ever produced.
I think we're on track. I think it's going to be good.
Well, when's the no Doctor Strange film out?
Not till 2021.
Oh.
2021, man, we've got so much.
I wanted
stuff,
the multiverse thing just to give us like a little glimpse of hope that Black Widow is not gone.
It's gonna be good.
Camilla, you hopes for Marvel. Hopes for Marvel in 2020.
Edward Norton's second Hulk film.
A multiverse Hulk movie with Norton and what's his chops?
The one we always forget, Mark Ruffalo.
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, Mark Ruffalo.
I'd be in on that.
Marvel hopes for 2020.
What's your favourite thing about Marvel?
She has an evening off once a week.
More badass girls.
Yes.
Very good. And my hope for Marvel 2020 is that you all tune into the podcast.
Yes.
And if
let's
not,
20,000 listeners.
2020. I want 20,000. Brilliant. Well, thank you very much for tuning in once again, everyone. Have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.